Everybody, it is officially Christmas Eve. It's about 6 minutes in, and I'm thinking I should ramble about my past day because it was very tiring, and it involved a whole lot of powdered sugar and time and agonizing hours fretting over cookies. I wish I was kidding. So my grandma owns a restaurant, and she calls a couple days ago and she asks, "Hey, you want to make some cookies for me?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." Because, you know, it's family. And she wanted me to make some cookies to sell at the restaurant. And I was like, "Okay." So the next day I set out to figure out what kind of cookies I want to make. But before that, spent the whole day, now this is Monday, spent the whole day, morning, that is, shopping, Christmas shopping with my little sister and my mom, and we finally get home and it's the afternoon, and once it's the afternoon, as soon as mom gets back to our house, she goes out again with my twin, so I'm left with all the kids. I'm the oldest of five, so I'm left with all the kids. That's three of my little siblings, and then a 2-year-old who's at our house right now. Our family fosters, so from time to time we have kids coming through our house. So anyway, had the baby Kyron to look after, and we were like, okay. So, oh my goodness. So I was watching him for hours, and because of that, I couldn't very well take a break and start baking and mixing and all that stuff, because all the kid needed looking after. So I finally got my little sister, my eldest little sister, I got her to watch him for a little bit so I could at least get started, because it was getting a little late. I didn't actually get started until like 5 or 6, and I went through a whole lot of work. Now, the thing with me is a lot of times I end up starting projects and I don't know how long it's going to take me. And because I want things to turn out well, I'll just take as long as it takes. And a lot of times it takes really long time. So, so I found a recipe for some cookies. And they are vanilla, orange spice sugar cookies, and the measurements were in metric, and so I had to convert them myself, and I was like, fun, and that took me a little while, because metric system, and I am a American, has an incredibly large gap where my metric system knowledge should be in my brain. Seriously, I need to learn that stuff, because almost the entire world uses metric except the US and maybe like one other place. Anyway. So, it's like 6 o'clock. And I get all the ingredients laid out, and I start going. And I made 4 batches, so I actually memorized the recipe by now. I'm not kidding. Let me go through it. So, you start out, and there were only 3 bowls that I used for the recipe. A large mixing bowl, a bowl for the sugar, and a bowl for the flour. And the ingredients are pretty straightforward. So, So you start out, and you have two types of sugar. You have white sugar and brown sugar. And you take the white sugar, a fourth cup of that, and you take an orange, and you zest the orange. And I had to use this little attachment in the cap of our cheese grater. It was like a little zesty thing. I didn't think it was for fruit. I think it was just for very, very hard cheese. But I used it anyway. And I used it anyway. And it worked okay. And a lot of it got caught in the grate itself, so I had to use a toothpick to get a bunch of it out. But my fingertips were stained orange for a good minute. So then you put the zest, as much as you feel like, into the sugar. And then I used the back of the spoon to grind the zest and the sugar together. And the sugar starts changing color. And it starts to smell like orange, which is really cool. One orange did me for 3 batches, and then I had to get another orange out for the first fourth one. Excuse me. And, let's see. After you're done with that, the next thing you do is you take care of your flour. And you measure out 1.5 cups of flour, and then you measure out 1/2 cup and put that aside. And you put the flour you measured out first into your bowl, and then you add 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, and 1/2 teaspoon of cardamom, which I learned you could substitute because I don't have cardamom, by mixing together equal parts of cinnamon and nutmeg, which smells amazing. Smells like Christmas is supposed to smell. I mean, it's just beautiful. Anyway, you take a whisk, and you whisk all those dry ingredients together until it's all nice and incorporated. And if you, like, smell it, it has a nice, faint spice smell to it. And you're like, ooh, fancy. And then the other things you'll need are your brown sugar, your butter, and an egg. You need a stick of butter that's softened, and you need an egg at room temperature. And you take the bowl, the mixing bowl, and you take your white sugar mixed with the orange zest. You take your brown sugar, and you take your stick of butter. Yeah, it's a whole stick. And you cream them using your blender. I think that's one of the most basic, essential things for baking, is learning how to cream butter and sugar, and it's really easy. The trick is you keep doing it until it starts getting light and fluffy, and it forms peaks. And once you're done with that, everything else goes in one at a time. Starting with the egg, you crack the egg, put it in there. And next, vanilla extract and orange extract, 1/2 teaspoon each. And then you keep mixing, mixing, mixing. And then little by little, you add in the flour mixture. The extra 1/2 cup of flour is just in case the batter is too wet and sticky. You really should eye it for yourself and see what you like. Once you're done making the dough, it's really that simple. It really is not that hard. I was surprised. Once you're done with that, you take the dough. And what I did was I took the dough and I sort of put it in a ball. When I was done mixing it in the bowl itself, the dough was firm enough that I could just pat it with the spatula and sort of mold it into a shape before I put it out onto a sheet of parchment paper. And I sort of folded the parchment paper around the little ball and set it in the refrigerator. And I did that 3 more times, and it was pretty labor intensive, mostly because of the orange zest work. That was a lot. But it was worth it because it had this great smell to it, and the flavors really came through. And all of it, what made it really time consuming was sugar cookies set up the best when they have time to chill first. Before baking, they'll hold their shape, and they really do hold their shape beautifully. So I chilled them for like a half hour, and then I rolled them out. This was pretty cool. I rolled them out batch by batch. And then I set them on top. I had this big baking sheet, and I would use that as a holder for the dough. And just layers of parchment paper and dough to keep it okay. And then I rolled it out flat and then put it back in the fridge. And took out like one sheet at a time and used that to cut out shapes. And once I cut out the shapes, I put them back in the fridge again for at least 10 minutes. And so you can see how that could get a little tedious. I did a Christmas tree shape, a heart shape, a bell shape, a mitten shape, and a snowflake. And I made so many cookies, and it took me so long. I was on my second to last batch of cookies at 1 in the morning. Close to 2 in the morning, actually. I was up really late. So I did all that. I finally got everything cooked or baked, whatever. Got everything baked, and I was so tired. I was like, whatever. I'm going to make the icing and decorate in the morning because it's 2:30 in the morning and I can't do this right now because, you know, no. So I went upstairs, and I actually was going to ramble about this yesterday, but I was so tired. I fell asleep 15 minutes in and I forgot to turn off the recorder, so I woke up. And I woke up late. I set my alarm for like 5:45, even though I came here at like 3 a.m. because I knew, I didn't know what time my grandma wanted it, but, you know, she kind of wanted it on Tuesday. So I was like, okay, let me do this. And I was sorely disappointed when I woke up like 3 hours later than I intended to. I was so sad. So I didn't even change out of my pajamas. I just went downstairs and went to work. Immediately, I grabbed the recipe for the icing. I was making royal icing for the first time. And royal icing is interesting because you can use meringue powder, you can use powdered egg albumin, or you could use egg whites, and it holds together beautifully. It really does. So what happened to me was I got started and I made batch after batch after batch of royal icing, and it makes about 2.5 cups, I'd say 2 cups of it. If you together 2 egg whites and 2 teaspoons of lemon juice, fresh lemon juice. All I had was orange juice from those oranges I zested, so that's what I did. I used orange juice instead, and I hope that's okay. I think I used about a tablespoon of vanilla extract, and you blend it together until it's smooth, and then you add 3 cups of sifted powdered sugar. Royal icing sets up when it comes in contact with air, and it sets up quickly, especially if you have it at a stiff consistency. But I did it at flood consistency, which is really popular with decorating cookies because it holds its shape, but not immediately. It isn't stiff. So it still kind of remains liquid and shiny for a little while, and then it will eventually harden up. And it happens quickly, even with flood consistency. So when you're decorating, you have to make sure you're not dallying, and you have to make sure you know what you're going to do with your cookie before you even start icing it. Otherwise, you might end up messing it up. So. So. I made batch after batch of icing, and I colored them, the batches, I colored them snowflake blue, you know, a powdery light blue, dark green, deep red, golden yellow. I made a lighter yellow, and I made a pink, and I made a purple, and I made a brown, and I didn't end up using the pink or lighter yellow, but the purple looked nice, and the brown was for the trunks of the Christmas trees, and I did all that, and then I transferred them to piping bags, and I had tips, but they didn't have the little applicator things to go with them. I don't know how to describe it, so I won't. So I just ended up snipping the tips of the bags according to what I needed. It's best when you're doing that to start really, really small. And if you notice that you need a larger opening for, you know, easier flow, then you do that. But also, the icing kept its consistency as long as it was airtight. So some of it just, like, would flow uninhibited unless I, you know, stopped it. I don't even know if anyone's listening anymore at this point. Hi, if you're listening. Thanks for listening to my day. I'm not too far off from being done, and thank you so much for listening. I hope this was relaxing or interesting so far. I just realized I was rambling completely. Yeah. Actually, I was telling a story about. Now I'm rambling. Now I'm very much rambling. Yeah. Anyway, so I made all those. And this whole time, my family is sort of going about their business. And they're like making fun of me a little bit. Especially my dad even making fun of me. Because I was just like dying over these dang cookies. And he was just like, mm-mm-mm. So I'm hunched over the cookies finally, and I decorate all the Christmas tree ones first, then all the mittens, then all the snowflakes, then all the bells, and then all the hearts. And I did a pretty good job for someone who hasn't worked with royal icing before. And I had fun, or no, you know what, I would have had more fun if I hadn't been so pressed for time, but it worked out pretty well. I was really proud of what I did, but it was really late when I finished, and I was really stressed out, even though my mom, who knows my grandma better than me, she was just like, she's not gonna care if you bring it in today or not, but I was like, but I promise I would bring it in. But the restaurant closed, and I was like, oh, great. And of course, this is right after, like, I stuck the cookies in the freezer as soon as I finished most of them because I wanted to make them firm up faster. That didn't really work. And we tried to put them in individual bags. Some of the cookies got really messed up. And I was so sad. I almost cried because I had spent like 18 hours or more total on those cookies. And just to see the messed up, I was just like, oh my gosh. Why? I was extremely stressed. It was like over for me when I realized I didn't get in. But of course, my grandma didn't care, she said. And so I was just like, ugh, the emotional strain. I know it's silly to get stressed out over cookies, you guys, I know. But, you know, I wanted to do something good and something nice. You know, I wanted to do it right. And it's always frustrating when you don't meet a deadline you thought you would meet. But at least now they're more thoroughly dried than they were. They don't look bad. I'm not as proud of them now as I was then. I don't know what that is. There's something about maybe I was just super excited about, you know, finishing. I don't know. But yeah, so then the rest of my day wasn't much. I read this book. I finished reading this book called A Tale Dark and Grim, which is really good. And I really liked it. And I had this chili that was so good. It was Cincinnati chili. And Cincinnati chili, if you guys don't know, is different than, you know, whatever, Western chili, whatever, because it's sweeter, and it's so good. I don't know where my mom got it, the mix, the spice mix, or what, but it was so amazing. It was sweet and spicy and savory all at once, and it left me just wanting more. I was, like, so hungry for that chili. It was ridiculous, and it didn't leave me feeling heavy. Sort of just left me with this spicy feeling in my stomach. I mean, I can actually still feel it now. And it's not unpleasant. It's like just a warm heat. It's nice. I had the thought that maybe that's what a really nice, I don't know. I'd feel like, I don't know. I was like, oh, it's so nice. Anyway, I had a good night after I had a minute when I was not surrounded by cookies and covered from head to toe with icing sugar, and dried icing was not caked on my hands. My hands are dyed green because I accidentally spilled some dye. And I've been almost talking for a half hour, so I'll leave it there. But that was my foray into baking, and I'm exhausted. And yeah, I'll be posting more tomorrow. I'm thinking maybe a little Christmas present to you guys. No promises, I'm just saying that may be a thing. Oh, for real, if you listened all the way to the end, wow. I'm sorry, I'm baffled and happy that I could make you feel more relaxed. So, that was my day. Do you like baking? Person who listened to the end? Yeah, you! Do you like baking? Well, if you do or if you don't, drop me a comment. And if you want, I will link recipe. Okay.